Draga braći,
dear brothers and sisters, dear pilgrims gathered here from all over the world, dear parishioners of this parish of Međugorje, 35 years ago, something incredible happened, something sudden, something that nobody expected. Here, in this parish, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared. Heaven opened, and from then, many things have changed, everything to better. This place has changed, but what is even more important, many people have changed. Man and his heart can be changed only by God, and God always changes to better. Dear brothers and sisters, today, when we are celebrating the feast of the birth of Saint John the Baptist, for him, the very Jesus Christ said that he is the greatest born of a woman. We're celebrating today, and we pray for the intercession of Saint John for all of us and our families. But today, 35 years after the first apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary, first of all, we desire to thank to the Lord for such great grace, for the presence of his mother. We desire to thank him because he loves us so much. We desire to thank to Our Lady because she's so persistent and tireless and patient with us, although we are so unsteadfast and changing. We desire to thank her for all graces, for rivers of graces. Every one of us could see our own personal story. Every one of us who ever visited Medjugorje, all of us who are here, we could say our own personal experience with Medjugorje, with the Holy Mass, with adoration, with confession, with the rosary, and the meaning of us with each other. We all have our own personal stories. Dear brothers and sisters, dear pilgrims, all of you gathered here, and all of you who are listening to us through radio station Mir, Međugorje, let us now put ourselves, our families, our lives, let us present them to the Lord in this Holy Mass. Our Lady did not come only to us or to this parish. She didn't come only to these people. She came to the entire world. That is why we're praying tonight for the entire world. We're praying to the Lord that he never deprives his mercy from anyone. Let us pray that he may give peace to this world through the intercession of his mother, who is the Queen of Peace. In order to be worthy of celebrating this holy celebration of the Mass, let us repent, all of us, for our sins.